Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Chris, Brian, Austin Price with you on this Friday. Thank you so much for having us on today. Austin, we're pretty busy today. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you really should know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Escambia County officials confirming 911 operators really fielding too many non-emergency calls. Officials say 95,000 calls were placed to 911 this year, as only 16% of those required emergency response. If you aren't sure the situation is an emergency, call 911. Go ahead and call 911 and then let the operator determine if it is an actual emergency or not.
Number two.
The National Hurricane Center monitoring an area of low pressure with a low probability of tropical development. The system is forecasted to bring stormy conditions to the Florida Panhandle on Sunday. The NHC confirmed that strong wind shear is expected to limit any substantial development of the system.
Number three.
Santa Rosa County is updating its local mitigation strategy and needs your input. Strategy addresses risk from natural and man-made hazards, throwing in there like hurricanes, information like that. An information booth will be located at the Sand Dollar Market. This is on Highway 87 in Navarre. Mark this on your calendar, Saturday, October 18th from 9 to 3. It is already 5:15. Zip it along, Austin Price in, with a look at the local weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Maybe some backups on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And maybe a little bit on Highway 90 as well, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. But that's looking pretty timid compared to what we're used to seeing this time every afternoon. So there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 80 degrees, going to be a low of 70 tonight. High surf advisory all throughout your weekend. And we got some rainfall chances coming in tomorrow that will last over the course of the next several days. Now it's time to announce our winner.
Yeah,
Florida
State.
Miami. Final pair of tickets. Final pair. Very important here. The winner of Friday's tickets to Florida State Miami is Carol Brandenburg from Pensacola. Again, that is Carol Brandenburg. You are our winner of those tickets. I will get in touch with you very shortly with the contact information you provided. But once again, the final winner of the Florida State Miami tickets for this week is Carol Brandenburg from Pensacola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Busy afternoon. A collection of cans and art as Pensacan underway over Cordova Mall. News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay is following the action at today's Manna Food Pantry event.
So we're out here at Cordova Mall where the annual Pensacan competition is underway. This is where groups basically bring together all kinds of canned food and dry good items for Manna Food Pantries, and they build something interesting, like in this case, the Pensacola Welcome Sign Pelican, or the Lighthouse, or there's one for Taylor Swift. They're very cool. They're right by the Dillard's. There are nine of them. You can see them all there, or online at mannahelps.org, where you can go to vote for the People's Choice. Very cool. They'll be here for a week until October 10th. Andrew McKay reporting from Cordova Mall for News Radio 92.3.
All right, and also going on your local scene here, an 18-year-old has been arrested for allegedly shooting a 17-year-old in Milton. Police say Francois Sims Jr. facing charges of culpable negligence inflicting harm. The victim was treated at Santa Rosa Medical Center and Sacred Heart Hospital before being released. SRMC was briefly placed on lockdown during the incident.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, I wanted to throw this in here because I found it to be very interesting. A home being transported by barge hit a bump in the road, or rather a sandbar, Thursday. That home was loaded onto a barge over in Orange Beach for relocation eastward to Interarity Point. It was supposed to be a three-hour trip on the water. Barge left around 6:30 in the morning, became stuck on that sandbar. Really, they sat there all day. House had to sit there. The house movers waited for high tide, which happened at 8 p.m. last night. The boat got off and it went on its way to Interarity Point.
And a federal judge upholding a Florida school board's decision to remove a children's book about a penguin family with two fathers from school libraries. The judge ruled the Escambia County School Board did not violate the First Amendment rights by pulling the book and Tango Makes Three. He said the book's authors and students don't have a constitutional right to demand the book be included in the library's collection. The News Service of Florida reports a broader lawsuit over book bans in the county is still pending in federal court.
Well, we do know that Florida CFO Blaise Angolia really didn't have anything really well, let's just say this, had a few bad things to say about the city of Pensacola. Mm. But don't feel so bad, because he was also on Orlando's case as well after an audit by the state's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, Randy Hildreth in Orlando. WOFL has the details for us.
They are paying almost $70,000 for hot yoga classes for employees.
CFO Blazing Golia also accused the city of Orlando of spending $460,000 of taxpayer money for a tree inventory program, $16,000 on its Poet Laureate program, which in other parts of the state is an unpaid position, and $150,000 to help illegal immigrants evade deportation. But Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer says Golia was wrong, pointing out the tree program, for example, was funded by grants and fees paid by developers looking to build, not property taxes.
Boaters along Florida's Gulf Coast should take caution this weekend as rough conditions continue offshore. A small craft advisory remains in effect through Sunday morning, with winds up to 25 knots and seas reaching 8 feet. Bay and inland waters will be choppy, and officials warn inexperienced mariners to stay ashore. The advisory covers all coastal waters from Tampa Bay to Bonita Beach.
Okay, a lot of excitement down in South Florida. A major find for treasure hunters. It was right there off the coast of Florida. Tom Rigotti has the details.
Divers from shipwreck salvage company 715 Fleet Queens Jewels LLC have uncovered a load of long-lost Spanish treasure. Its estimated value, $1 million. The discovery was made on the Atlantic side of Florida in waters known as Treasure Coast. The treasure haul includes over 1,000 silver and gold coins, believed to be minted in the then Spanish colonies of Mexico, Bolivia, and Peru. The fortune was being shipped back to Spain in late July 1715 when a hurricane wrecked the fleet's ships and spilled the gold and silver into the sea. The 1715 Fleet Society says some dates and mint marks are still visible on some of the recovered coins. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
520 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get another quick check of your roads and weather, followed by some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the one thing God will not forgive? After all, the Bible plainly explains that if we seek God's forgiveness, He will forgive sins such as lust, lying, and even murder. But the one sin that God will not forgive is the sin of unbelief. To refuse to believe in Jesus' virgin birth, or His sinless life, or His substitutionary death, or His resurrection from the dead, or to refuse to believe anything that the Scripture declares about Jesus, is to consign your own soul to an eternal hell. The good news of the gospel is a message of forgiveness of sin, but again, the one sin that God will not forgive is unbelief. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions. Tuesday at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the ongoing fight between the governor's office and the CFO, Blaise Ingolia, and Pensacola over a couple of items that they say were misspent. New information is kind of interesting on this subject. The digital feud over trans rights between J.K. Rowling and Emma Watson. Brother Andrew celebrates the rebrand of Maxwell Apartment Coffee in the Transgressive Memorial Service. And Taylor Swift drops her new album. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. The government shutdown is keeping the September jobs report from coming out. The August jobs reported show about 22,000 jobs were created. Jenny Casola is in on News Radio 92.3.
We want to make sure this government gets open. We release these numbers.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer tells FBN's Maria Bartiromo the government shutdown that prevented the release of the monthly employment report is frustrating.
As soon as they open this government, we want to get these numbers out so that we can determine what this market looks like.
De Remer admits the ADP report on September employment by private employers was discouraging, but she's also seeing encouraging signs.
People are clamoring to invest in their workforce. That's the exciting part that I've seen on the ground.
She says they need to work on necessary changes. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks losing some steam in afternoon trading and finishing mixed with the Nasdaq lagging. However, the Dow and S&P 500 posted fresh record closes on rate cut hope. Investors brushing off a government shutdown and focusing on this month's Fed meeting and AI. The government shutdown delaying the release of today's key jobs report for September and other economic data. Gold prices surging to record highs at over $3,900 an ounce as the government shutdown is driving investors towards safe haven assets. Healthcare and financials gained while tech lagged. The Dow up 239 points for its 11th record close of the year. The Nasdaq lower by 64. S&P 500 up a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525 News Radio 92.3. Going to be a very interesting weekend weather-wise, so I urge you to take extreme attention to Austin Price with the local weather and traffic today.
Yeah, everybody eyes front. Come on now. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Neither of those spots should be much of a surprise to you if you are used to taking those routes this time every afternoon. Outside of those couple of areas, though, there's not much holding you up at this time, luckily. As for your weather, it's 80 degrees, low of 70 tonight. We're going to have some rainfall chances come in throughout the weekend that are going to last heading into your work week. And all throughout the weekend, we are going to have a high surf advisory in effect.
Okay, let me set that up. You got the local forecast there. Florida is dealing, as a whole here as a state, with another day of on and off storms. Brandi Campbell down in Fort Pierce, Florida, with the latest for us.
The National Hurricane Center is also keeping an eye on storm activity over Florida and the Bahamas, noting a low chance of tropical development at this time. A resident we met in Fort Pierce says you have to be on alert.
Now is the time when we have to be careful because the storms will come across in the Gulf and then they'll come back across Florida. And right now we're having some activity coming this direction now, so we don't know what to expect.
Regardless, several coastal communities along Florida's east coast remain under flood watches and warnings with windy conditions continuing. Beachgoers should also be aware of dangerous rip currents and high surf. In Fort Pierce, Florida, I am Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
Hamas has agreed to release all of its Israeli hostages, but the situation remains murky. It's one part of President Trump's peace plan involving Israel that Hamas has agreed to. In a statement, Hamas says it will release the prisoners, alive and dead, in an effort to start negotiating the full peace plan. There has not been a response yet from the U.S. or Israel. Earlier today, Trump gave Hamas a deadline of 6 p.m. Eastern on Sunday to agree to the peace proposal.
Boy, the war between Governor Pritzker and the federal government is really escalating here. Trump administration holding back billions of dollars for Chicago infrastructure projects as the government shutdown continues. As a matter of fact, Kristi Noem and her team was at the Broadview Municipal Building in Illinois to use the bathroom facilities and were turned away.
What?
It's cranking up. Here's Jared Halpern.
White House Budget Director Russ Vogt says more than $2 billion for Chicago's Red Line train expansion is on hold to ensure funding is not flowing via race-based contracting. Earlier this week, the administration cut off $18 billion in infrastructure funding for New York City. The withholding of funding in Democrat-led cities appears to be tied to the government shutdown. President Trump said he was meeting with Vogt to determine which of the many Democrat agencies he recommends to be cut and whether or not those cuts will be temporary or permanent. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Sean Diddy Combs has been sentenced to just over 4 years in prison. Combs was found guilty on two prostitution-related charges back in July. Prosecutors called for Combs to get at least 11 years, while defense lawyers said the maximum should just be 14 months. He was acquitted of the top racketeering and prostitution counts. Diddy also being fined $500,000.
Okay, we were talking about the issues in Chicago. Well, federal troops now cracking down in Memphis. Madison Scarpino is on the streets this afternoon.
The arrests so far include a Trendaragua gang member and a man wanted for rape of a child. AG Bondi says in just the first 72 hours, they arrested 93 criminals and got 28 illegal guns off the streets. She says her message to law enforcement is simple. We have your back. Over the last several days, we've been speaking to many people who live here. Some say they think this federal effort is going too far, but the majority tell us they're fed up with the crime here and they want all the help they can get. Earlier this week, President Trump says that he believes there should permanently be a federal presence here.
Okay, thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. Apple announced today they are removing apps that allow people to track the movement of ICE agents. Border Czar Tom Homan.
Thank God they finally took some action. It's too little too late. Look, I think the reason they took it down is because Pam Bondi, you know, we got a strong attorney general, says she's going to start investigating these applications and whoever's funding these applications and prosecute them.
Okay, let's not forget Big Entertainment tonight. Bands on the Bayou returning to Bayview Park over on East Lloyd Street, Cowboy Park. Going to take the stage in about an hour from right now, 6:30. So there you go. Take that in. And coming up in less than 5 minutes, Austin and I are going to be pretty busy here. Going to update you on the latest in sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier, and this is a Fox News alert. Hamas says it has accepted some elements of President Trump's peace plan, including the release of all remaining hostages, but other requires further negotiations. On Truth Social, the president responds in part, saying, based on the statement just issued by Hamas, I believe they are ready for a lasting peace. Israel must immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that we can get the hostages out safely and quickly. The federal government remains shut down for a third straight day. Congress struggles to agree on a plan to reopen it.
On this vote, the yeas are 46, the nays are 52. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative. The motion upon reconsideration is not agreed to.
That's the vote on the Democrats' proposal. The GOP's plan also failed. Democrats want to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies for health care. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Last year, Kalen DeBoer defeated Georgia, but then had a shocking loss to Vanderbilt. This year, Alabama once again defeated the Bulldogs, but now they have their rematch with Vanderbilt on Saturday. Don't get me wrong. Ultimately, it's playoff or bust this season for DeBoer, but this is a week to show that his Alabama team is actually different than the one that he had a season ago. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You are invited to come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and sit back and relax and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Crosstown. They're going to be delivering a crowd-pleasing blend of classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It'll be something for everyone to enjoy. So bring your friends and feel the breeze and sing along at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app.
Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games
Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
She totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's up, she's up, she's in my head. She's up, she's up, she's up, she might be dead.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Escambia County officials confirmed 911 operators are fielding too many non-emergency calls. Officials say 95,000 calls were placed to 911 this year, as only 16% of those required actual emergency response. If you aren't sure the situation is an emergency, call 911 and let the operator determine if it is.
Number two.
Always the best advice. The National Hurricane Center is monitoring an area of low pressure with the low probably not reaching tropical development status. So it's not much of a factor here, but we don't tell you about it. The system is forecast to bring stormy conditions to the Florida Panhandle by Sunday. The NHC confirming that strong wind shear is expected to limit any substantial development of that system.
Number three.
And Santa Rosa County updating its local mitigation strategy and needs public input. The strategy addresses risks from natural and man-made hazards. An information booth will be at Sand Dollar Market on Highway 87 in Navarre on Saturday, October 18th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Blues have been grounded and will not participate in air shows during the government shutdown. Additionally, the ban extends to the 5 scheduled practice sessions this month at NAS Pensacola.
Bummer. And Escambia County Public Schools rallying community support for Escambia High School in the T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights competition, which could land the school a $1 million upgrade for their football stadium. The school was selected as one of 25 finalists nationwide. Escambia High has already won $25,000 and is now competing for the grand prize. From now until October 24th, anyone with a valid email can vote daily for the school.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Already on week 5 of the regular season in the NFL, the Thursday nighter featured the 49ers and Rams from LA. The rivals needed overtime to decide it. San Fran had a 3-point lead before stopping the Rams on fourth down to end it. Kyle Shanahan impressed with his squad.
Huge character win. We've been in tight ones all, how many have we had? All 5 of them. Had a chance to pull out last week, we didn't. Pulled this one out and can't be more proud of the guys.
All right, final score from L.A. San Fran wins 26-23 again in overtime. Elsewhere, some big spreads on the board for this upcoming Sunday. Bengals laying 10.5 at home to the visiting Lions. Bills at home giving the Patriots 8.5. Cardinals are 7.5-point favorites over the Titans. And the Saints announced a new 10-year lease with the state of Louisiana that keeps the team in New Orleans through at least 2035. Football is just beginning while baseball was in the process of finding a champion. Thursday featured 3 winner-take-all wildcard games. The Yankees stifled the Red Sox bats thanks to Cam Schlittler. 8 innings of 12 strikeout baseball for the rookie. The bullpen was equally strong.
This one is popped up, McMahon. And the Yankees have completed step one on their way back to a World Series.
ESPN with the call. The Yankees close out Boston 4-0. David Bednar recorded the final 3 outs. The Yankees advance to face the Blue Jays in the divisional round. Meanwhile, the Cubs have advanced after beating the Padres 3-1. They'll next face the Brewers in the divisional round. And the Tigers, despite blowing a huge division lead to the Guardians during the regular season, well, they beat Cleveland yesterday 6-3. Detroit will face the Seattle Mariners next. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
There's 5 games on the college football schedule tonight. At 6 p.m., Western Kentucky hosting Delaware in a Conference USA matchup. That game gets underway just about 20 minutes from right now. South Florida welcoming Charlotte for an American Conference battle. New Mexico will face off against San Jose State in a first of 2 Mountain West matchups tonight. That game gets underway at 9. At 9:30, number 23 BYU will host West Virginia in a Big 12 contest. And then that second Mountain West game, San Diego State taking on Colorado State. Not bad.
Okay, here comes tonight's high school football schedule. Destin at Pensacola Catholic, Escambia, Navarre, Pace, Madison County, Pine Forest at Crestview, Gulf Breeze, West Florida. That is the ESPN high school football game of the week. 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. You can check that out. Austin's a member of that crew, so you'll be hearing Austin working that game. Northview at Baker, Central J, Booker T. Washington at Pensacola High School. That game is the Mayor's Bowl. Playing it down at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Milton has a bye this week. Here's your local college schedules. UWF Argos are playing Northeastern State in Oklahoma. South Alabama, Troy, they are going at it tomorrow, 6 p.m. In Troy.
Loaded slate. And Dallas Cowboys rookie running back Jaden Blue set to make his NFL debut on Sunday, but it has not been an easy week of practice because he was sidelined thanks to blisters that came from designer cleats made by Louis Vuitton. Oh. Head coach Brian Schottenheimer confirmed that Blue will be ready to go, and there was a press conference where he addressed this whole thing and kind of ribbed at the situation, of course, because it sounds goofy. The Cowboys take on the Jets this Sunday.
Here's today's health news.
You know what the whole thing is, the whole line on that story there is, it's better to look good than to feel good.
Yeah, apparently, to some of these NFL players.
Yeah, and I'll just follow that up with, yeah. Okay, at least one Republican is slamming the FDA approval on a new abortion drug. Ryan Schmeltz has more on News Radio 92.3.
Baffled is how Senator Josh Hawley feels after the Missouri Republican says Avita Solutions received approval from the FDA for a new chemical abortion drug. Hawley says he can't figure out what's happening at the FDA, as the federal agency had promised a safety review that's only just started. Avita is now the second company approved to make the generic version of mifepristone, an abortion pill that has faced fierce criticism from anti-abortion groups, but so far legal challenges to the drug have not been successful. Fox News has reached out to Avita Solutions and the FDA. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Well, if you work the night shift hours or any non-traditional hours that considerably betray that of your standard 9-to-5, apparently you're at a greater risk of getting kidney stones. That's according to new research published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings. Researchers say anyone working a shift outside a 9-to-5 job has a 15% increased risk of getting kidney stones. That number jumps to 22% for people working the night shift in particular. The study involved data from more than 220,000 people in the United Kingdom.
542 News Radio 92.3. Some studies suggest smoking too much weed could be linked to more serious mental health issues. Alexis McAdams has the story.
According to the National Institutes of Health and numerous other studies, using too much pot puts users at a higher risk for developing schizophrenia, especially among young men. This comes after two recent shootings had one thing in common. Back in August, police say Robin Westman shot up a Catholic school in Minneapolis, killing two kids and injuring 18 others. While there is no confirmed direct link, Westman reportedly blamed marijuana in part for the killing spree. Also, officials say the gunman who shot up an ICE facility in Dallas, killing two detainees, was a heavy pot smoker.
A new study shows air pollution makes things worse for people with sleep apnea. The study involved more than 19,000 patients with sleep apnea from 25 cities and 14 countries. Results show the number of incidents where a person has difficulty breathing per hour of sleep increased for every one unit increase in what's known as PM10 particle pollution. Researchers reported their findings recently at a European Respiratory Society meeting in Amsterdam.
Let's talk about pollution for a second. A federal judge has cleared the way for 45,000 gallons of radioactive water to be dumped into New York's Hudson River, reversing a state law that tried to stop it. Yes, Ted Linder has more from NYC.
The water comes from the now shuttered Indian Point nuclear plant 35 miles north of New York City. Holtec International, which is decommissioning the site, sued the state and won, arguing only the federal government can regulate such discharges. Holtec insists the release will follow strict federal safety standards, but critics fear long-term environmental harm, as water from nuclear power plants is known to have a mild amount of radioactivity, which poses a small risk of contamination, according to the United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The state Save the Hudson law had blocked the discharge until last week's court ruling. Indian Point was closed in 2021 after years of public outcry from the local community over environmental concerns. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. It's been a very timid afternoon on the road so far, so thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so, because the only spots we're really dealing with anything notable is Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we did have some backups on Highway 90 if you were traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but that has seemingly cleared out. So outside of Pine Forest Road, it's looking pretty clear. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 70. Got a high surf advisory throughout this weekend, and with it's going to come some rainfall chances, which will come tomorrow, and they're going to linger as we head into your next work week.
Okay, that's a local snapshot. Taking a look at a kind of a bigger and broader area to check out. Well, high temps in the Great Plains while the Northern Rockies already getting some snow. Janice Dean in with the forecast.
We've got some pretty big weather extremes happening through the weekend with record-breaking highs for the Plain States, the Mississippi Valley, spreading towards the Great Lakes in the Northeast, while the first snow is falling across the Northern Rockies and the first winter storm watch posted so far this season for them. Florida is getting drenched over the next few days in some areas across the Southeast Coast as we've got a frontal boundary combined with tropical moisture, bringing showers and thunderstorms for the next several days across the region. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Congress debating whether or not to expand Obamacare subsidies first created under the American Rescue Plan Act. Ryan Smeltz back in with the details.
Democrats are pushing for an extension of COVID-era Affordable Care Act premium tax credits that impact the cost of health care for over 20 million people. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's willing to discuss extending the program, but there needs to be significant reforms.
I'm open to having conversations with our Democrat colleagues about how to address that issue.
It's estimated extending the premium tax credit would cost the government upwards of $350 million over the next decade. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
The Trump administration is freezing $2.1 billion in Department of Transportation funding for two projects to improve Chicago's transit system. The DOT, in a statement, blaming two Democratic leaders from New York, Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Hakeem Jeffries, for the government shutdown. The department claims the funding lapse slows a review of the Chicago projects to ensure they do not involve unconstitutional practices. OpenAI now has two of the top three free applications in Apple's App Store, and its new video generation app, Sora, has snagged the coveted number one spot. Sora is only available on iOS devices. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street, with the Dow setting a fresh record high, up by 238 points, the S&P 500 following suit, gaining 1 point, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ off the pace by 63. That's your money now.
Okay, the Marines getting into the action here, joining the military recruitment surge. Jeff Manasso has more in Securing America.
The Marines recently announcing what several other branches of the military did back in summer. They've hit their recruitment goals for the year. That's a change from previous years when they didn't meet it because of several reasons, including the pandemic, tough job markets, and many young Americans not being able to meet academic and fitness standards. Data given to the Associated Press shows the Marines recruited more than 30,000 active duty and reserve enlisted Marines, as well as recruiting nearly 1,800 active duty and reserve officers. The Army, Navy, and Air Force announced earlier this year that they had met their recruiting goals all ahead of schedule. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Trump administration reversing a move to cut Homeland Security and counterterrorism funding in New York. Officials in New York filed a lawsuit this week in response to the administration's decision to block a nearly $34 million federal grant for transit security. President Trump confirmed with a post on social media that New York will receive the funds, but he did not provide additional details. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has welcomed the announcement and noted that the reversal means $187 million will be available for police and firefighters.
Swifties rejoice. Taylor Swift's much-anticipated 12th studio album is out today. Tanya J. Powers is on News Radio 92.3.
The Life of a Showgirl features a title track duet with Sabrina Carpenter and is streaming on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. Swift says she worked on it in Sweden while she was on the Eras tour with producers Max Martin and Shellback, previous collaborators on her Red, 1989, and Reputation albums. Swifties were ready for it. Spotify announced Monday that the Showgirl album had surpassed 5 million pre-saves on the platform to become the most pre-saved album in its history. There are also physical versions of the album, including CDs and vinyl in various colorways. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Officials advising people to destroy a toy distributed nationwide over lead contamination concerns. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, InMotion Design is recalling more than 98,000 units of its Evermore Surprise Eggs made in China, as the toy airplanes contained within them pose a threat to children. The toys were sold at 7-Eleven, Horizon, Speedway, and Murphy stores nationwide from March to April of 2025. However, no injuries or incidents have been reported in connection with the recall so far. Consumers nonetheless encouraged to stop using the toys immediately and contact InMotion Design for a refund.
Okay, MAGA network folks are going to like this. The U.S. Treasury is planning to produce a commemorative coin with President Trump's image. See, the smile's already busting out there. Carmen Roberts has more.
The Treasury Department is considering minting $1 coins featuring President Trump to commemorate America's 250th anniversary. A draft design shows the president with a raised fist in front of an American flag, inspired by a photo from last year's assassination attempt. While the final design has not been chosen, Treasury emphasized the coin reflects the country's enduring spirit. Past commemorative coins, such as the ones for the Greatest Generation, sold tens of thousands. But the best selling in U.S. history was the Statue of Liberty coin in 1986, which sold nearly 15.5 million. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
You know, love the guy or hate him. I think once you get further on down the line, we could definitely see coins like that become more valuable. So that's kind of cool. Very unique coin. That much is true. Knocking on the door of 552 here. We will take one final break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour. But we'll also get some frivolous headlines, some more some pop culture, that more of that vibe for you. Once again, that's coming up in just a couple minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival comes to Calvert's in the Heights this weekend. Hear the stories, the interviews, enjoy music loved by all, and meet songwriting legends. From Rick Huckabee to Gary Nichols, James Atkins to Mike Magno. Country, folk, bluegrass, rock, and Muscle Shoals influences. The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival at Calvert's in the Heights this weekend. Admission is free at Calvert's, the relaxed restaurant and bar with great seating and stunning views of Pensacola Bay, 670 Scenic Highway.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
The way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, cuz.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I could probably say get down with your bad self and not know what I was talking about. Anyway, congratulations to Carol Brandenburg of Pensacola.
Yeah.
Picking up those two tickets, FSU-Miami game tomorrow. Dope Campbell's the place. It is the Tap the News Radio app contest going on. Whenever the Noles are at home, we're giving tickets away. So congratulations to Carol Brandenburg of Pensacola. Well, there you go. That's a long way around to getting to Austin about checking out the traffic and weather this afternoon, but here we go.
Yeah, along with originally announcing those tickets, something else I did was traffic and weather. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 miles, the only spot you really have to worry about. Typically this time every afternoon slash evening, we don't really have much going on. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Going to be cloudy this evening, but we're going to see some rainfall chances coming tomorrow that will linger for the next several days. We also have a high surf advisory lingering throughout the entirety of this weekend.
Here's today's pop culture news.
TV legend was honored Thursday at his college alma mater. Matt Murphy has more on the report.
A historical marker commemorating Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling was unveiled Thursday at Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Serling graduated from Antioch in 1950. His best-known work is the original run of the television show The Twilight Zone, which ran for 5 seasons from 1959 through 1964. His daughter Anne spoke at the unveiling.
I wish he were here to know that we do all remember him and that he's remembered so fondly.
Rod Serling met his wife while they were both students at Antioch. Serling died in 1975. He was just 50 years old. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I like the Twilight Zone. I still watch the old reruns.
Oh, absolutely.
For your consideration.
Yeah, iconic show there. And two iconic rappers here, Chris. I'm sure you're fans of both. The feud between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B continues. After Cardi responded to a recent apology from Minaj, Minaj made a post on X where she used what she issued what Cardi B called a backhanded apology to her eldest daughter, Culture. While Minaj did apologize, she also shared that she did all of this for a bigger purpose before commenting on the child's features again. Cardi B rejected the apology in her own social media post and noted that she is not interested in mentioning children, but made it clear that she plans to return the same very nasty and dark energy back to Minaj.
Ah, oh, that sounds great.
If Petty had an example statement, it's that.
So exciting, I gotta tell you. I'm just very excited about that. A Full House star separates from her husband. This is a sad story. I never like to see people breaking up.
Right.
It's not a nice thing to talk about. Michelle Polino's in.
Lori Loughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have separated after nearly 28 years of marriage. Loughlin's rep told Fox News Digital the couple are living apart, adding there are no legal proceedings underway. The Full House star and the fashion designer married in 1997. After meeting 2 years earlier, they share two adult daughters, 26-year-old Bella Rose and 25-year-old Olivia Jade. The split comes 5 years after the couple pleaded guilty in the college admissions scandal. They paid $500,000 to get their daughters, Bella and Olivia, into USC using fake athletic profiles that presented them as crew recruits, even though neither had ever rode. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Mm. I remember that.
Yeah, no, that was a bombshell. Now, here is just some advice I would like to give the people. If I would not recommend doing this, but if you insist on it.
Is this our serious section of the show?
Yes, this is. I'm being very just strict, straightforward.
Following.
If you are a moped rider who is under the influence, one thing you should probably not do is run into a police cruiser. Well, that is what somebody in Los Angeles did. Police say he was driving under the influence, and he crashed into an LAPD cruiser. It happened just after midnight Thursday morning in downtown L.A. The police vehicle was not moving when the moped slammed into its door. After a field sobriety test, the rider was taken to jail with minor injuries. Luckily, no officers were hurt.
Yes, but we also are celebrating the fact that that rider was not on a Harley and smashing into the cop car.
Yeah, anything that could be a lot more intense or a lot faster than a moped. Thank goodness for that.
Today, October 3rd, Mean Girls Day. Here's Tanya J.
Since the release of the 2004 movie Mean Girls, October 3rd has come to be known by many as Mean Girls Day, in reference to a line in which Katie Heron, played by Lindsay Lohan, talks about making conversation with her high school crush.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Cue the Mean Girls memes.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Mean Girls turned 20 last year, but it's still often quoted.
She doesn't even go here!
Since the film's release, there's also been a stage version on Broadway, as well as a 2024 musical movie.
That is so fetch. Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Mean Girls is available to stream on Hulu and Paramount+. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Put this on your calendar. Annual Foo Foo Festival coming back to town October 30th through the end of their 12-day run and into the 25 holiday session. So I'm excited about that. Coming up, we'll be back in 12 on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.